I was always under the impression that there is no room to depreciate oneself to the lowly, weakening indulgences like pity or sympathy. Yet the last summer made me rethink such priorities, and it sparked a reaction which has made me realize what is equally as significant: civility. Over this past summer, I was employed at Laughing Crab Catering, a seafood vendor. We sold our real Maryland crab cakes at everything from hot air balloon festivals to a bike week in northern Pennsylvania. I was responsible for being the face of the vendor. I was the one who greeted new customers and made sure everyone got their right order in a timely fashion. Unfortunately, having to face the customers also meant that I had to accept a lot of flack, and gracefully too. For nearly every customer, I did my best to be kind, to be attentive, and to be patient. I was polite, conversational, and I was calm. Yet there are always times where, no matter how much respect I showed, it seemed that I was continuously misinterpreted as the scum of the scum of the earth. Normal, everyday people became so unreservedly rude. Once I even had to take a break and walk around to let my steam off, instead of jumping through the window and claiming how I was a person and how I had rights too. As bad as it is to be in a blistering hot food truck on a blistering hot day with people treating me as if I were some debased creature, I distinctly recall a nice, rare surprise. At the seafood festival, the largest and sweatiest event, with an hour-long line that showed no signs of stopping, an old man, slow and unhurried, looking so far into the grimy, hustled, and terse environment, approached the window. In his aging, happy eyes shined the long-forgotten true interest in the magic of the fair, in the diversity of the people, and, of course, the wonderful delight of good seafood. And, as if reading my mind to tell me exactly what I needed to hear, he made a distinct point of telling me, "You're doing a great job, son," before ordering his soft shell and quietly stepping aside to wait patiently. It was the most minute gesture, yet it reasserted my own self-worth and the goodness of the entire human race. I believe in civility. I believe that there will always be room for the respect of another individual, whether they are the President of the United States or just some kid behind the window of a seafood vendor. Now, what with college and all, it feels as though it has been ages since that job. And in retrospect, I can proudly state that I have not forgotten what it's like to be in those shoes. Since that job has been over, I've been to dozens of restaurants, drive-thrus, stores, and such. My order has been mixed up, my words have been misinterpreted, and so on. And boy, do I adore the opportunity to be the slow, unhurried customer and to calmly make a point of telling them that I truly appreciate their work.